first day. So Sabbath has passed, and then he came the what? First day. You understand? So are they the same day?
No.
Do you think Sabbath day and the first day are the same days?
No.
No. That's what the Bible says. After the Sabbath has gone, then he came the first day. So is first day the Sabbath day?
No.
Judging from here. Is first day the Sabbath day?
No.
No. You understand what I'm saying now? Two separate days. Are you getting me?
Yes.
Okay, now we look at Luke. Huh? Turn to Luke, the Gospel of Luke. We read, where is it? Chapter 23. Please turn to Gospel of Luke, chapter 23. We read the last verse, and then followed by chapter 24, verse 1. Okay, chapter 23, verse 56. Can someone read?
No, then they returned and prepared spices and fragrant oils, and they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment.
Okay, verse 20, chapter 24, verse 1. 24, verse 1. Yes.
Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared.
Okay, now he says they rest according to, they rested on the Sabbath according to the
commandment.
That's the 7 day Sabbath, alright? Okay, now chapter 24 verse 1 says, now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb. Okay, now are they not two separate days? Sabbath day and the first day, are they not two separate days?
They are.
They are, okay? Is that not true? So can we say that the first day is the Sabbath?
No.
No. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
After this one has gone, the seventh day has gone, and then it came the first day, isn't it?
Yes.
So seventh day has gone, and then the cycle is back to the normal first day, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it not so?
Yes.
Seventh day is gone, and then it comes the first day. So they are two separate days. Are you getting me? Is it okay? So the Sabbath is not the, is not on the first day. Okay? Now, there are some questions to answer. Yeah? Now, what I want to do is, okay? Now, we look at some of the questions, yeah, posed by Christian. They said now, what? We are under grace, and what? We are no longer under the law, and therefore there's no need for us to keep the commandments. And therefore, the fourth commandment is abolished. Okay? Now let's say what Jesus said. We turn to Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19. Now, verse 16, yeah? Here it talks about a young person. He was a very rich person. He came to Jesus and asked Jesus about, you know, things concerning eternal life. Right? Now, so Jesus said to him, yeah, verse 17. So he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. Okay, so in verse 18, Jesus said, and the young man said to Jesus, which ones? Jesus said, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery. Like Jesus cited a few examples from the Ten Commandments. Yeah, you know, saying that, you know, commandments must be kept. So it's quite clearly, for one to enter into life, meaning eternal life, right? He cannot, what? Omit the Ten Commandments, meaning he cannot stay away from keeping the commandments of God. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah? Alright, now, look at what the Apostle says. We turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. We read verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 19. Okay, circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, But keeping the commandments of God is what matters. Okay? So, now, these are the words spoken by the apostle. Now, Paul did not distinguish between the fourth commandment from the rest of the commandments. You understand what I'm saying? He says, yeah, but keeping the commandments of God is what matters. Meaning, all the commandments of God must be kept. You understand what I'm saying now? Alright, now, we turn to 1 John. Chapter 2. Okay, 1 John chapter 2, we read verse 4. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandment, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So anyone who fails to keep the commandments of God, regardless which one, then he is what? He is termed as a liar. You get what I'm saying? It's a very serious offense, you know. And this liar, you know, he is not lying against man, but rather he is lying against God. Okay? So that's why we all must keep the commandments. Alright, now, you find that right before the second coming of Christ, in fact, now this is the period, yeah, in which we find that Satan, yeah, has gone on the offensive, put it this way, to attack those who do not keep the commandments of God. Okay, now we turn to Revelations chapter 12. Please turn to Revelations chapter 12, we read verse 17. Revelations chapter 12, verse 17. Are you with me? 12:17, yeah? Now, and the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring. Alright? Now, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ? So, if you keep the commandments of God, in particular, if you keep the fourth commandment, Satan will attack you. Sometimes you find it hard to find a job, yeah, if you don't work on Saturday. Is it also? Yeah? It's like it has become a norm now throughout the world that Saturday is the busiest day. If you want to do business, you have to do it on Saturday. Yeah, because you know people will be around, you know, buying your stuff or whatever. Alright? Now look at chapter 14 as well. Revelation chapter 14. Okay, verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Right? Now, so you find that those who are not sealed by the beast, yeah? Those who have not received the mark of the beast are those who what? Who keep the commandments of God to the end. Can you see now? So you find that if you don't keep the commandments of God, you are marked by the beast. Yeah? You are like what? You are the supporter of the beast. Yeah? You are the followers of the dragon. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, now, any question concerning the Sabbath? You are free to ask. Yes?
And what can we do with Colossians chapter 2 verse
16? Sorry?
Colossians chapter 2 verse 16.
Okay, Colossians chapter 2 verse 16. I know you're coming. No problem. Okay, now we turn to Colossians, yeah, chapter 2. Okay, chapter 2, verse 16, yeah? Read verse 16 very carefully. Can I ask you how many things are mentioned there in verse 16 itself? How many things are mentioned? So let no one judge you in what? Food, in drink, or regarding a festival, and then new moon or Sabbath. Yeah? There are four or five things mentioned, yeah? Okay. Now, if you said, brother, if you said the Sabbath here in verse 16, if you said the Sabbath has been done away with, can I ask you a question? Are you also suggesting that food, drink have been done away with?
No.
No. Yes. So what do you think it is talking about here in verse 16?
What do you teach us?
No, you're asking me questions, so I'm asking you back. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, so very likely, okay, here it refers to the festivals, okay? Now, that's why let no one judge you in food and drink, like what? Or regarding a festival, a new moon. You know, a new moon, yeah? It's actually every first day of the month, according to the Jewish calendar, is a new moon. And on that day itself, it's considered a rest day. It's a Sabbath. So to me, here it's not talking about the 7 day Sabbath. It's not. Now, you know that the Bible is consistent, yeah? You know, it cannot be true that, you know, on the one hand, you know, the apostle were talking about keeping the commandments, you know, and also in Revelation, it talks about the importance of keeping the commandments, yeah, to fight against Satan and dragon or whatever. And on the other hand, you see that here, you know, it's like Paul is saying that, oh, it's okay, now you don't need to keep the Sabbath because the Sabbath has been done away with. It doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? There is a contradiction. Right? So, to me, here it's not talking about the 7 day Sabbath. It's not talking about the removing of the 7 day Sabbath. Right? Now, where is it? Okay, verse 17. Yeah? Which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Now, can I ask you, is the 7 day Sabbath a shadow of things to come? No.
The Sabbath.
Yes. No, it's not the Sabbath.
The Sabbath
it is. It's not a shadow of things to come. You know why? Because when you keep the 7 day Sabbath, according to Hebrews, the one we have just read, we enter into not our own rest, but the rest of God. By so doing, we can eventually be ushered into the grand Sabbath. Is that also?
Yes.
So if it is so important, then can you say that this is only a shadow of things now? No?
I know.
Okay? Is that alright?
Yes.
Alright, any other question concerning the Sabbath? Yes, Joshua.
Yeah, I've got maybe two or three questions.
Yeah, one by one.
Yes, one by one. And some of the points that you are saying.
Sorry?
I come with the question from the way which you have said the Jewish calendar. So does it mean the Jewish calendar and the English calendar are different?
It's the same. For me, it's the same.
The days are just the same.
Yes. The week is the same, or the day is the same. The Sabbath is the 7 day. And Saturday is the 7 day.
Then what do you mean by saying
now, you know they have like, you know, they have assigned meaning to different days, yeah? For example, okay? Every first day of the month is to them is a new moon, and that in itself is a rest day. But this is not our practice. You get what I'm saying? But this is the practice of the Jews. Is that okay? Yeah?
Then another question.
Exodus.
Yes.
Okay.
This question I was asked by someone, so I went to be very clear. Exodus chapter 4, verse 16.
Chapter?
4, verse 16.
Chapter 4, verse 16.
4, verse 16.
12, verse 16. And
also Deuteronomy chapter 23.
No, one by one, 12, 16, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Your question is?
The question is about the first day and the second day. Those are seeing the 2 days there.
12:16. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and on the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation. Yes, so? Now your point is what?
Yeah, my question is what does it mean by those words? all the congregation.
Oh no, okay. You when you read chapter 12, is a chapter on the Passover, isn't it?
Yes.
Is a they have the first day as a day of holy convocation where we gather together to worship God. And on the seventh day they need to do the same. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's it?
This
one specifically is talking about what? The Passover. The Passover feast.
So the day you're starting on the Passover is the holy day. Mm-hmm. The last day of feast in the Passover
is also
the holy day. Yeah,
so it can start on Wednesday, it can start on Thursday, or it can even fall on the Sabbath, the seventh day Sabbath.
Well, does it mean in the New Testament we are not having the great Passover?
Sorry?
In the New Testament, are we not having the great Passover of Jesus Christ?
Yes, today that's why we don't keep the Passover, because now we know that Jesus Christ is the Paschal. Yeah? That's why we have this Holy Communion. We do it as often as we can.
Yeah. That one was, of course, with Hebrews chapter 10. It also talks about everything, I think. Hebrews chapter 10. It says, for the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with these same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year, make those who approach perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, for the worshippers once purified would have had no more conscience of what? Sin.
No more consciousness of sin.
Yeah, the consciousness of sin. So here's when I look at the Passover, why observe it? Because it is already passed.
It has been fulfilled.
It is fulfilled already. Why observe it?
Okay. Any more questions? For sure.
I will ask the first thing to try to check again.
Check what?
Because I want to. There is another place which says, so that's the same. So I want to.
Yeah, you're free to ask. You're free to ask.
You also requested for, I mean, you asked, you said Deuteronomy.
No, not Deuteronomy.
Okay, okay. Deuteronomy
28,
it's about what?
The same question I've asked.
I'm looking at the Leviticus.
Isn't the Bible says that there should be a congregation on the first day and a congregation also on the seventh day. Mm. So is it wrong for them to be congregating on the first day?
Nothing wrong. But we have to make it clear, the first day is not the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Just like now we are congregating, yeah? Which day is that? Now we are here for 2 weeks, isn't it? We congregate every day. Yeah?
Yes.
But we never consider the first day to be the Sabbath. No. The Sabbath is on the seventh day, which is Saturday. It's not wrong to congregate. You can congregate anytime you want. You can congregate in the middle of the night, early in the morning. We congregate here at 6, but we pray at 6. So.
The question that he has asked is looking in here for Leviticus chapter 23.
Yes.
3 up to 7. So I'm saying that it's just the same statement.
So your point is, what is your question?
It says.
Yes, verse 3 talks about the Sabbath. Yes. Are you talking about chapter 23, verse 3?
Yes, about the Sabbath.
Seven-day Sabbath, yeah.
Yes.
It's not a festive Sabbath. It's the seven-day Sabbath according to the commandment.
That's what is there. Maybe someone with a good letter because in this one is
not
a
specific one. 23 verse 3.
Verse 3 up to 7. Now my question is on
verse 7. Let me read. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Verse 4. These are the feasts of the Lord, holy convocations which you shall proclaim at their appointed times. On the 14th day of the first month at twilight is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work.
So your question is?
The question is on the seventh, first day, where it says we should have the fellowship there, the holy fellowship.
Are you talking about verse 8?
No kind of
Jesus. Verse 7.
Passover and the living bread.
I think I've got it.
Oh, now I know where you're coming from. Okay, he connect the holy convocation.
Yeah.
Your main point is holy convocation.
Yes.
Holy convocation on the first day, holy convocation also on the seventh day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is my question.
But like what he said, yeah? Verse 3 is about the seventh day Sabbath, okay? That's why on that day you have a holy convocation.
Yes.
But according to the law of Moses, yeah, when they keep the Passover on unleavened bread, say on the first day, and that day is also a day of rest, also a day of holy convocation. You get what I'm saying? But it does not mean that because there is a holy convocation on the first day, therefore the first day naturally become the Sabbath. You get what I'm saying? Okay, I give you a very simple example. Sorry. Okay. You know on the Sabbath we pray, isn't it? We pray. Do you pray on the Sabbath? Do you pray on the Sabbath?
No, we don't actually pray on the Sabbath. We go.
Okay, let's say we pray on the Sabbath, yeah? Most churches pray on the Sabbath. Even if you don't go to church, you pray at home, you still pray, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay? But do you pray on the first day?
We don't pray.
You don't pray on the first day.
When we go to the church, when we congregate.
Okay, maybe my example is not very good. You understand where I'm coming from, yeah? Do you sing on the Sabbath? Do you sing praises?
Singing
on the Sabbath.
Yes.
No.
You don't sing.
No, because it's not the day when we congregate.
Okay, my point is this. Okay. Sometimes there are some similar elements, like, you know, people they sing on the Sabbath, yeah? They also sing on the first day. But it doesn't mean that the 2 days are the same. Just because they praise the Lord. Yeah, on both days. You get what I'm saying? Right? This is the idea. So when you see convocation, holy convocation mentioned here, which is conducted on the first day, and also on the seventh day, you cannot therefore jump to a conclusion that, you know, the first day is also the Sabbath. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? Because here is specifically mentioned about the Passover feast and the feast of the unleavened bread.
It's talking about feast.
It's not talking about the 7 day Sabbath. Verse 3 is different. Verse 3 is specifically talking about the 7 day Sabbath. You understand what I'm saying now?
Now, my question again comes in.
Okay.
Now, why is it that mostly in the world today,
no one is able to consider this place.
Nobody is able?
Considering this place of saying on the first day there should be holy congregation, and on the seventh day there should be a holy congregation. So I'm saying that all the churches in the world, for example, you have explained the difference between the Sabbath,
and the first day.
And the first day, yes. Mm. That is why it is good. Then over this very place where it says both those 2 days you should have a holy congregation, I'm not seeing any church which is doing that. Now why?
Why?
Yes. Now why is it so? My question is,
the question is why convocation is not conducted on both 2 days, first day and the third,
today
in this world,
in our days. Since
just on that one, I think the clarification there is simple. Yeah. Where we are being misguided is it? We're looking at the Sabbath thing. It is specific. I will go talk about the feasts. They are, of course, 7 feasts. Okay? Mm. These feasts, they talk about our salvation for future. They are a shadow of the things to come. Mm. They talk about Christ. Okay? They were fulfilled the time Christ came. And when God was giving this, it's like if I say, we'll be coming to your place. Where are you coming from?
Kaoma.
We shall come to Kalau, meet to Kaoma next month. On the first day, we shall do this. Then on the seventh day, we shall conclude by this. Doesn't mean that the first day is referring to Sunday, no. Neither the seventh day is referring to Saturday. That's what God is saying. It could even be, the first day could even be on Monday. You count 7 days, like the Feast of Unleavened Bread, to come 7 days, meaning it could fall on a Thursday, then come 7 days, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The seventh day may fall on a Tuesday or Wednesday, the other week. That is the seventh day. So the first day, God is saying you rest, because you are starting the holy convocation. Then the last day, which is the seventh day, you also rest, because you are concluding the holy convocation, that's the meaning.
Oh, no, I understand.
It has to do with the activity.
The way you're putting it is just a little bit different from what you have read here. Because I've just depicted it from verse 3, where it talks about the Sabbath. The Sabbath. So I'm seeing holy convocation on the Sabbath itself, which is the seventh day.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's where I'm getting my point. Not as he has tried to explain, like the day we have arrived in Kitwe, we have started our session.
I think he is quite right, okay? When you talk about the seven days here, okay, it's not a weekly cycle. Okay, for the feast here, we are not talking about a weekly cycle. You know what I'm saying? So the first day here from verse 4 onward can actually fall on any days of the week. It can fall on the first day, it can fall on the second day, up to the 7 days, any days. Alright? So let's say if it falls on the third day, therefore you have to start counting the third day as the first day of the feast.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? First day, second day, third day, then till the following Tuesday. That's the conclusion of the feast. It's not talking about the weekly cycle. It's not. Okay.
Just an addition to what the brother said. Here I think the difference is in verse 3 they are talking about the 7th of the Sabbath quite well. But apart from that, they are talking about the feasts which include the Passover feast and even the Tabernacle. The Feast of Tabernacle, then the Feast of Harvest, all those feasts, the Day of Atonement, as you go down, these were in our today's language, these are the conferences which people hold. So what they are saying, the first day means in the beginning day, you hold the whole assembly.
The starting day.
And then the ending day, you hold another holy assembly. But this is not to do with the weekly cycle. These were the feasts which were given to the Israelites, which were a shadow now of what, of things to come. The truth is in Christ Jesus, where we have our Passover, our atonement, our tabernacle, everything now is in there. That's the only difference between verse 3 and these other verses. If you go through well, you will find the Feast of Tabernacles. First day, they call them in the NIV special Sabbaths.
Special Sabbath.
Yes. High Sabbath.
And
high
Sabbath, yes. King James Version, High Sabbath. Mm-hmm. Completely different from the weekly Sabbath.
Except, okay,
alright. But when we end this verse,
yes,
we find that the
which verse? You're talking about Leviticus 7:23.
But let's read this again.
Okay.
At last it says, Sabbath. That it is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your days.
Yes.
So it's not some of the days that are mentioned here. This it talks about the exact Sabbath of the Lord.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Where then there should be a holy convocation.
Yes.
And on the first day, the Bible will say that there should be a holy convocation.
No, that's why, brother, you didn't get the point, because from verse 4 onwards, it's no longer talking about the 7 days ever. If you read verse 4 very carefully, it's no longer talking about the 7 days ever. It's talking about the Passover and the unleavened bread. I know where they're coming from now. They join verse 3 to
all the other two
feasts.
Yes.
But let me have a question on this day.
Okay.
What is this first day mentioned?
Where is it? You're talking about verse 7, isn't it?
Yes.
He's talking about the feast here. On the first day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it.
Yes. So what is that first day?
The beginning. No. The beginning, the starting day of the feast.
From the feast.
Oh. Yes.
From verse 6.
Verse 6 onward, you can see that. Is it on the 15 days of the same month of his feast of unleavened bread to the Lord? 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. He's talking about the first day here in verse 7 is the starting day of the feast.
Yes.
It's not the 7 days Sabbath.
The Bible says on the 15th day. So meaning the 15th day is not referring to the Sabbath. It could be any day in a month, which when we count, it comes to 15. That becomes the first day of that feast.
Is okay?
No. Another question.
Okay.
What do we should we do now?
What should you do now?
In these days, in order so that
we are keeping the Sabbath.
what should we do to show that we are keeping the Sabbath?
Oh, you mean whether we should do work or not on the Sabbath? Is that what you're
today,
saying?
Today, now, as we are.
Okay, whether we should do work or not? Is that what you're saying?
No, the question is, what should we do now to show that we are keeping the Sabbath? Or how can we keep the Sabbath today?
How can we keep the Sabbath? How can we keep the Sabbath? Yeah, we keep the Sabbath on the 7 days. How do we keep?
How to observe.
Okay. Now, like for us, we have a holy convocation, like services, on the Sabbath. You get what I'm saying? So, brothers and sisters congregate on the Sabbath, either at home or sometime in rented classrooms, right? So we pray, we sing hymns, we have sermons. You know, after the services or whatever, we do visitings, we preach to people, and we go, like, you know, we help those who are sick, for example. It's what we do. We follow what Christ did. We follow what Christ did.
But it's clear there.
It's clear? Joshua? It's clear. This man.
He was from this.
No, he also, he is also from 7th Day Adventist. All these are from SDB.
Okay.
You are surrounded by ex SDB guys.
Yeah. That's why we are champions on this topic. Not on the winners.
No, no, they are champions also.
We are champions also.
Expert. Yes. What through God?
Winners, they are positive from here.
No.
No, from God, not from the Bible.
Yeah, from here, from Jesus.
No, I tell you, even the SDA, the way they keep the Sabbath, is like the Old Testament one. It's not exactly, you know, it's not exactly like what Jesus has taught.
Mm.
No.
After the SDB also believe in one true God. So that they haven't gone deep in the nitty gritty.
Yeah, because no. I know how the
SDA
groups.
Yeah, the two groups, yes.
The other group, the SDA group was there. They believe in one
true God.
Baptism in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
The other group, SDB, USA,
in Canada.
They believe in USA and Canada Conference. They believe in the Trinity.
Trinity.
Then they believe in the Sakati, that that's good. They don't believe in one. But it's one.
And that is the same branch which came to Zambia.
No, what happened was this group came to Zambia, SDB, Seventh Day Baptist. Then the Australian group also came to Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there were two conflicts here. The other group is saying one God in the name of Jesus baptism, okay? But the other group is saying Trinity in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's where the problem is with the Seventh Day Baptist.
The US and Canada was and is infiltrated by the Sunday
keeping pastors. When they moved in, we
changed most of the books with document changed. But the Australian conference, it remained.
They maintained,
Under
Barra. So they maintained that. Because Amsterdam was also part of that group.
Yes.
From the early church, beginning of SDP. So he had to leave because of the
doctrinal difference.
Yes.
Difference is that came in the church, Amsterdam had to leave, and this started moving me along. I've got one history to do. Just quoting from the book.
Okay, any question on the Sabbath? Is it okay? Is it clear?
No question.
Now, I think the main point is this, yeah? The Sabbath day, the 7-day Sabbath, does not belong to man. The 7-day Sabbath belongs to God. Okay. Because God has set aside this day especially for himself. Right? So no one has the power to change the day from the 7th to the 1st. No one has the power. That's why you find that, yeah, if you keep the 7-day Sabbath, if you keep the Sabbath on the first day, yeah, you miss the point of entering into salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to enter into the rest of God. So the only way to do it according to Hebrews is by what? Keeping the 7-day Sabbath. So when you rest on the 7th day, you enter not into your own rest, but you enter into the rest of God. And in this way you are ushered into the future grand summit. Otherwise you miss the point, I'm telling you. Serious. You can keep any day, okay? First day to sixth day, but not on the seventh day. You still miss entering into the future grand Sabbath. Serious. Very serious. That's why, you know, the word of God is not given to change. No one can change it. Now who has the authority and power? I tell you, even the Pope, the new guy, cannot change it. He has no authority to change. Francis cannot change. Even what? Joseph Ratzinger, the previous one, he cannot change. He doesn't have the authority to change. You know, whoever changed the time and date or the law of God is the small horn, is it not so? According to what? Daniel. Everything that God has given to us, yeah, in His Word, is what? Is with great significance. Right? Now, so if you change the Word of God, you tilt the balance of your faith. Now, you remove the Sabbath. Let's say you remove the Sabbath. Okay? So, just now I ask you a question. What is the other 9 commandments to you? Or what are the other 9 commandments to you? They are senseless. Because when you look at the 4th commandment, because it's the most detailed commandment that talks about God and your relationship with God. And because you know your relationship with God, that's why you should only have one God, one true God. And that's the reason why you cannot worship idols. And that is also the reason why you don't call the name of God in vain. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Okay. Brother, you want to say something?
Not now.
You should change your mind. Okay. Any other question?
I had a question or conversation with a certain person
from
a different church.
Okay.
Then I asked him about the book Colossians chapter 2:16 that we have just read. Then he explained that since the reality is Jesus Christ, so it's better that we keep Jesus holy.
You keep Jesus.
As the Bible says, be holy as He is holy. Because He has replaced the the children today.
Can I ask you a question? How do you keep Jesus holy? how do you keep Jesus holy? You don't keep the day holy, but you keep Jesus holy. But how?
Keep Jesus holy.
How?
Because Jesus has replaced the day. The very day. 7 days. That's what they say. In fact, that person will be from 7 days.
But how do you keep Jesus holy?
You need to fear Him. And to fear His word.
Where is the verse which says, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. Jesus, the Lord of the Sabbath.
Mark chapter 2.
Chapter 2, verse 27. And He said to them, this Sabbath was made for men and not, okay? And not meant for the Sabbath. This Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Okay, now verse 28, therefore the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. So you do away with the day. You said don't keep the day holy, but keep Jesus holy. Does it make sense to you? No, because He is the Lord of the Sabbath. So meaning you can only find Jesus, put it this way, if I want to put it this way, right? It means you need to find Jesus on the Sabbath. You get what I'm saying? So this is the day that you can find Him. Meaning, I'm not saying that on the other days you cannot find Jesus, but there is a specific significance by keeping the 7 day Sabbath, like what we have said, you enter into the rest of Jesus. Now that is a very unique one. That's why He is the Lord of the Sabbath. He's the first one to institute. Okay? Any further question?
The guys are very good at confusing people.
The question comes in according to his explanation. I don't know whether he's the right person to answer me or not. Because you have told me that there is those SDAs who believe in oneness.
SDB.
Seventh Day Baptist Church. Now, what is the difference between those guys and us, the True Jesus Church?
The difference, there are a lot of differences. One, they don't believe in the Holy Spirit. They don't believe in they don't believe in head bow. They don't believe in natural flowing water. They can even use the pond to baptize somebody. So there are a lot of differences. So those are some of the differences.
And they also baptize in the name
of
the Father. Not in the name of Jesus.
The other group does baptize in the name of Jesus, but they don't.
That is the group I'm asking.
But they don't believe in the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues. They believe if a person is baptized automatically, he has received the Holy Spirit. Which is again different. Because receiving the Holy Spirit and baptism, they are two different things. So those are different things.
I get you.
And also the food washing.
Brother, you have something to say?
I'm saying I'm an old man. Now I'm tired. I'm tired. 75 is a lot of time.
5 years. To catch up with you.
No, I've left you behind. unless I stop and they wait for you. So I'm 75. And I'm going to leave it. I get tired.
Thank God you have started anew. You have started anew.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You started last year.
and one other thing also, almost every day, like you see me here, I woke up at 1 hour.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't sleep. I'm going to read the law, I'm going to read the Bible.
Don't say you don't sleep.
Huh?
Don't say you don't
not
sleep.
Not fully.
You're sleeping a little bit.
Not fully.
when you talk of,
I don't sleep, then you don't sleep.
No, I'm saying.
He doesn't sleep a lot.
Yeah. Normally between 14 and the, between 01 and 02, I'm already up. And then I've got to read not only the book of the Bible, I'm also for it to prepare a lot of things that affect me, except that I got used. So so much so that that's why you see when it's in the evening sometime, I start slumbering earlier than others.
Oh, now is your bedtime, yeah? Okay, we pray. We pray if there is no further question, we pray. Okay.